the USDA is starting three new projects to fight Wonglongbing disease, also called citrus greening, which is spread by the Asian citrus psyllid. Among them, the uses of thermotherapy and antimicrobials to help stop the spread of the disease. APHIS Administrator Kevin Shea explains how they work.
There's been research that shows if you put semi-transparent plastic over the tree, it reduces the bacterium level very substantially. And what happens then is when the citrus psyllid appears and goes into the tree, they don't get bacterium out of it to spread, and the tree itself does better. Now, how to move that from a laboratory setting to production is difficult because, indeed, we're draping plastic over trees. So we are going to be putting funding available to the engineering community to try to figure out how to do this thermotherapy. And, of course, one of the big beauties of that is it uses one of the greatest resources of Florida and California, the sun, to simply heat and kill the bacterium. The third thing we're doing is working with antimicrobials that can be injected directly into the vascular system of the tree, and that reduces the bacterium level substantially.
The third project is biocontrol. We've told you previously about this. It's a tiny wasp imported from Pakistan that attacks and eliminates the psyllid. Researchers here in California have been working on this for a while now. Shea tells us the direction for the new program.
We have a wasp that will attack and eliminate the psyllid that spreads citrus greening disease, or HLB. And we're going to put money into both states in Florida and California, and Texas as well, but in each place something different. In California, we want to work with private insectaries and find more industry groups out there that will be able to produce them, and then we will purchase the biocontrol agents from them.
We have more on that wasp, the Tamarixia, on our website, agnetwest.com. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is Agnet West.